The Toronto Symphony Orchestra in performance here on a Thursday, and apropos, here on The Oasis, my name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Violinists Jonathan Crowe and Andrew Wan, a special Zoom performance there, put together for the difficult times that we live in. You know Jonathan as one of this country's finest violin players. He has served as concertmaster with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra since 2011 and was part of many stunning performances during the 2019-2020 season before concerts were halted in light of COVID-19. He's also worked with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, the National Arts Center Orchestra, Pittsburgh Symphony, Mahler Chamber Orchestra, and even worked in Brazil. Jonathan is also the artistic director of the Toronto Summer Music Festival, a long-running event that sees ensembles and solo artists visit the city for exclusive experiences unique to the festival's programming and themes. This year's series of concerts was a focus on 250th celebrations around Beethoven. It was announced last week that this year's event would have to be canceled. It was scheduled to run July 9th through August 1st, 2020.
The great Jonathan Crowe joins me on the line from his home in Toronto. Jonathan, welcome back.
Thanks, Mark. How are you?
I'm very good, and so glad to get a chance to speak to you here this afternoon. It's been such a difficult time for so many people, and certainly in the arts world. Let's start with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. Take us back a month or so ago when the tough decision was being made, even just to postpone the season. What was the talk in the hallways? Can you take us backstage a little?
Yeah, of course. I mean, in a strange way, everything happened so fast, and there wasn't much talk in the hallways at all. I remember our last rehearsal, we were doing pictures at an exhibition, Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto, and that day we had two rehearsals. I think it was a Thursday. And we all went home expecting to show up and play the weekend concerts and maybe think about what was going to happen after that, but it was a week before March break. That evening, I spoke to management of the orchestra, and we all got an email saying that it was going to be shut down for at least a couple weeks. And then now we know, of course, that the entire season is going to be gone. So we didn't actually have that much time to talk amongst ourselves. It was so quick, the way everything happened, that we were all just rehearsing, and we're all like a little bit worried and washing our hands a lot. But nobody expected, I don't think, that we were going to cancel the concerts for that weekend, and it was just going to go from there.
Yeah, interesting. We received news earlier this week that the remainder, as you say, the April, May, June concerts, part of the 2019-2020 season, are now canceled. Very tough. I mean, you are in touch with some people now. What is the feeling?
I think there's a disappointment because we're all looking forward to some amazing concerts. You know, it's the last thing that Sir Andrew Davis was going to do as our interim music director. Peter Unjin was going to be back conducting for the first time since stepping down as music director.
Wow, yeah.
And Gustavo was supposed to be here, I think, just last week. And so there was going to be all this kind of amazing stuff. And we're all pretty devastated not to have a chance to present that. And at the same time, we all totally understand that it's impossible right now. And I think everybody's in the mindset that, of course, we have to do whatever is necessary to make sure that this thing doesn't get to more people and that we're able to kind of shut it down even with the kind of difficulty that we have with the virus in our society. But yeah, pretty disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, frame this moment for us when it comes to artists like yourself and your team at the TSO. What really does the reality, as that comes into focus, the reality, what does that mean looking forward? Are you getting direction from the brass at the TSO, for example?
I'm not sure we really know how we're going to move forward yet. I mean, it's a hard thing for us because basically everything that we do has to do with human interaction, right? I've been playing since I was a kid, and every single time you do a concert, you do it because there are people that are there. It's a very strange thing to do recordings, even in the best of times, and not have the idea like, okay, maybe this piece is going to be played in the hall. And it's hard to comprehend how classical music and kind of culture in general will move forward during this time where people really just can't interact. We're very lucky to live in the era of YouTube and that there's ways to reach each other digitally, which is great. But I don't think anybody thinks that that's a real replacement for live music and just the kind of the idea of being able to interact with the audience and the audience is having a chance to interact with one another. So right now, I think we're all just waiting to see what's going to happen, how this is going to play out, what society is going to be like in 3 months, 6 months, 18 months, as they say it might be.
Yeah, I mean, we are hearing numbers as large as that. So
yeah, I mean, certainly there's concern and fear that the way we've worked as an orchestra, as an organization for the past 100 years will no longer be functional as society moves forward. At the same time, we have a great team of very creative people that are looking at all the options that we need to take care of the symphony and arts in Toronto starting in September in some fashion.
Well, it gives me hope, but certainly I'm haunted by that idea that things might change to some degree forever. What can we do? We wait and see. Let's talk about Toronto Summer Music for a moment. A wonderful roster planned for this summer 2020 season and Beethoven-inspired program. Tell us about your involvement with this festival, why it's such an important part of your schedule.
Yeah, of course. I love the festival because it kind of brings together a few of the things that I love to do, but that I don't necessarily get to do at the Toronto Symphony. And that is both teaching and chamber music, you know, smaller quartets, sextets, you know, smaller ensembles in smaller halls than Roy Thomson Hall. And it's a nice mix for me to get to work with, you know, friends from all around the world in Beethoven string quartets and perform this music that I love. But also it's a chance to work with the group of young artists. We have fellows from all around the world that come every year. There's 32 of them, and they learn from the professionals that we bring in, and we perform on stage together and get to work on, you know, that kind of professional-level polishing that you don't necessarily get to do in school. And that's something which I really enjoy doing. You know, it's kind of the other facets of my life, chamber music, teaching, solo stuff, in addition to the orchestra.
It's interesting. I do think that is the great calling card. All these beautiful, you know, quartets and trios and quintets, just these lovely chamber music ensembles that show up here every summer. We're very lucky. You know, last week we hear that Toronto Summer Music won't be happening this year. Give us some insight into that decision. I mean, it is in the summer. Take us through what it is to shut down a set of events like this, because it's not just a matter of putting out a press release, is it?
No, for sure. I mean, talking to all of our stakeholders, every single artist I spoke to personally, all the fellows that were going to come for the summer, all of our donors that are such kind of wonderful supporters of Toronto Summer Music, you know, we'd sold passes. We had a number of people that had already bought tickets to the entire festival, and we wanted to make sure that we could contact them before they found out about it on Facebook. And in a way, Toronto Summer Music is such a family. When you go to the concerts, I know half the people in the audience at this point, and there's people that come for every single presentation that we do during the summer, which is over 30 kind of main stage concerts and kind of 70 events in total. And, you know, we feel like we have an obligation to all of our family, basically, to let them know the decision-making process behind it and to let them know how sad we are as well that the festival won't be able to happen this summer.
It is heartbreaking, but of course, as you say, it really, what choice is there? And it has been interesting to watch you and your the different musicians in this city, certainly with the TSO performing Appalachian Spring, for example, mm-hmm. and we saw that wonderful brass section performance a couple days ago, all using the Zoom app. By the way, that Appalachian Spring, nearly 500,000 views. Not too shabby, my friend.
I know. I mean, Jeff Beecher came up with this kind of, and he was very quick. He's like, Jonathan, I need a track from you. I need it tomorrow. I need to get it done. And he learned how to put it together from nothing. I mean, I would say that's, there's maybe two saving graces of this whole thing, is that we're all learning new skills because we have to. But in a strange way, we're all remaining connected or kind of reconnecting with people that we haven't talked to in years.
Yeah.
And when we can play with people internationally and kind of like do, you know, Zoom meetings and do recordings with people that live in Germany or Australia, it certainly is easier perhaps than it would be without all the technology that helps us, you know, stay together in a certain fashion.
Jonathan Crowe, concertmaster with the TSO, artistic director with Toronto Summer Music. I think it was so important to hear your perspective on all this afternoon, and thank you so much for taking a few moments.
Thanks. Pleasure, Mark.
Really great. Jonathan Crowe, for updates on the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, it is tso.ca, and to learn more about Toronto Summer Music, torontosummermusic.com. Here is Jonathan Crowe in performance.